from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
Fillmore's finest, Bronte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take him out!
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
High drive into left center field. White on the move. White looking up. Out of here!
You want to play me the final call? Want to play me the final call, Spadone? Give me the final call. This sad sack. Give me the final call, Spadone. You got it?
No one was here rolling last night.
Nobody was rolling on the Giants game. Nobody even cares around here about the Giants. Sad sack. Oh, my gosh. The definition of 500. Oh, baby. Good morning to everybody out there. Happy hump day. Happy hump day to everybody out there getting ready for work. If you're getting off your graveyard shift, what is happening? To all the overnight dancers. I'm telling you, man. We got to get them in the studio one day. We definitely got to get them in the studio one day to wake our games up.
No, don't talk about that.
We're out here sleepwalking today. Sleepwalking. Shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. And guess what, Shasky? As I say good morning to you. Ha ha. Who loves you? 95.7 The Game loves you. And I explain why. Remember last year we had breakfast with all the roasters? We had breakfast before the Super Bowl. And Proposition Chicken came in with their breakfast sandwiches and their chicken and everything like that. And it was like, whoa, wow, this is so good. Well, we're going to have breakfast again. We're going to offer breakfast to the roasters again starting this Monday. Or I guess next Monday, right, Lubman? Next Monday. We're giving you a chance to come in and have breakfast with the roast Friday, September 6th, to kick off the football season with us. Now, we've been kind of sleepwalking about football season. A lot of people not excited because of the Brandon Ayuk situation and the Trent Williams situation. But by September 6th, I promise you, we'll be jacked up for football season. Listen all next week at 7:30 and 8:30. We have 10 spots we're giving away. 10 spots. And each spot comes with the plus one. How about that? So 20 people having breakfast with the roast. Maybe we get Proposition Chicken. Maybe we get Jack's. Maybe we get something. And then maybe we'll have some overnight dancers come in and show you a good time.
Stop! Stop it!
Shasky, why are you looking so serious, man?
Well, because I want to get real baseball-y this morning.
Jesus Christ, dude. Pipe down.
You know how Baldy has Baldy's breakdowns?
You want to talk dancers? He's in game mode right now.
I'm trying to have a good time, man. We've been doom and gloom with the IU stuff.
I hear you.
It's a Wednesday. It's sports radio.
I know.
I need to laugh a little bit, because last night watching the Giants baseball, you just think back to the deadline. It's like, you didn't buy yourself. I mean, it's just like, you didn't think this lineup? You thought the lineup was going to turn into the 27 Yankees?
Well, like, okay.
I can't hit Charlie Morton.
I have a variety of thoughts about, let's just go to the end of the game. Let's just go right to the end of the game, okay? So, Lamont Wade rips it double, all right? He's standing on second. Elliot Ramos hits one to Riley. He kind of boots it. And you got first and second with no outs, Okay, in that situation. Now, had you watched, I don't know, the last two seasons of Michael Conforto, outside of a week, 3 weeks ago, the guy has been doo-doo.
All right, that's not fair. He's been better than 3 weeks.
Monte, he's batting 200 stretches over his last 40 games. All right?
Wasn't he just hot?
For a week, he was so ice cold for months on an end that like 1 week, wow, here we go. So you got first and second, okay? I understand in that situation trying to let him swing away because you're praying this guy's going to come around. He's not going to come around. Michael Conforto is not going to come around. I'm just newsflash, everyone. It's Michael Conforto. All right. Ever since he hurt his shoulder and his legs a couple years ago, he's just not the same player. He'll get hot for a couple stretches. Last night was not one of those nights. He had bad at bats. All right. And so they don't decide to bunt the two guys over to give themselves an opportunity for a sack fly or a ground ball to the right side to bring a run home, depending on if Atlanta brings the infield in. All right, he grounds into a double play. It was just like the most predictable thing of all time. Game goes to extra innings.
I thought he was going to get a single. I'm not going to lie to you. First to second, I was like, this is the night. This is the night they rally. This is the night they turn it around. This is the night they go two games above 500.
So you believe
I had belief.
The Tooth Fairy?
Belief, man. I'm optimistic like BPA. I just think positively. Positive mindset. I don't have a negative mindset anymore. Positive. I think positive. I think for the best. I'm the antithesis of a Matthew Steinmetz, okay?
Here's where like I just think that the eyeball has to like factor in. Conforto was whiffing through everything. I mean, he swung on a slider. Now, granted, Charlie Morton's got a really nice slider. I mean, the thing almost hit him in the knee.
I mean, out of all the people, look, Michael Conforto, I get it. He's 0-4. What about Patrick Bailey?
Well, no, we'll get to him. At least he plays defense.
I mean, what about Brett Wisely? What about this Encarnacion guy that we just found out about? Dude was in the Mexican League 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm not mad at him.
For crying out loud. But I mean, this is what we're dealing with here.
And then you get the situation where Atlanta executes and they get the one run. And in these situations with the Ghost Runner, allowing one run feels like a victory, right? Because you don't want to have a big inning, all right? And then you get the Ghost Runner in the bottom half, which if I hear more complaining about the Ghost Runner, it's one of the great inventions of television because it finalizes the game. We would have been there till 1 o'clock in the morning waiting for the Giants to string together multiple hits. It wasn't going to happen.
Ask you something. If they were still playing that game till 1 a.m, would you have been up watching that game?
I usually stay up for all those games.
Up until 1 a.m, knowing that you got a morning shift.
Probably not.
Midnight?
But here's the problem is I have the iPad right here, and then I have the little earbud in my ear, and I'm lying, and I'm watching. And it's once I'm watching, it's hard to fall asleep.
I would have gone to bed.
Okay.
Pause the game. Woke up at 4 a.m, watched the end of the game without looking at the scores.
So they're up one. Atlanta.
I'm not staying up till 1 a.m. watching this damn baseball team.
That's a fair point.
That's for damn sure.
That's a fair point. But like, of all the guys on your team, to bunt in that situation, Tyler Fitzgerald has like 12 home runs in his last 25 days or something. Like he's swinging a red hot bat, okay? He's one of the few guys that can actually put two butt cheeks into a swing and hit one out. Now, I understand trying to be a team player and all that, but like, again, just go off the eyeball. Who's hot? Who's not? Right? And so you bunt Fitzgerald, and it was a funky bunt. I don't know. Why did they call bunter interference? Was it because he touched the plate while he was bunting?
I didn't get clarification on that. The whole damn thing was weird. Contos was trying to break it down after the game, saying he didn't see interference.
I didn't either.
But it really didn't matter because it was a terrible bunt anyway. You got him bunting. He's your best hitter right now. And you got him bunting.
And you're lucky that you didn't get doubled up on the play. I know.
They allow Casey Schmidt to go back to second base. By the way, Casey Schmidt, your boy Casey Schmidt.
He's not playing well.
Dude, they were like, we're around batting practice today. He really tore it up at BP.
Matt Williams was salivating
over his BP, over his batting practice session. Yeah, he's still batting 167. I think he may need a Charlotte or Orlando or Mercedes in his life or two, if you know what I mean.
He might need Mark Grace, a Porsche, slump buster.
A Porsche.
But you bunt him, and I'm immediately thinking to myself, and I didn't see any post game stuff. So Sam and Bonte, get in here and let me know. Did that bunt come from Tyler Fitzgerald trying to make something happen?
I don't know where it came from.
Was that Bob Melvin ordering it?
I went to bed before Bob Melvin spoke, Lubbin. I went to bed. You got the sound. Oh, here.
That's Bob Melvin we said.
We're trying to get a guy over to third. Trying to get it down the third baseline, with Lamont up next, guy's pretty tough customer to try to string some hits together with.
I mean, this guy should be one and done. I'm not going to lie to you. Bob Melvin and Farhan, they should just be
one. I'm not even mad at Bob. Like, I'm not get mad the at Bob,
but no.
But of all the guys swing to the hit, damn bat. That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's
Giants, what I'm saying. Listen. That's what I'm saying. How the hell can you bunt saying, let's move a runner over, let's get Lamont Wade Jr. up, when he's 1-for-5 anyway, but the Giants were 0-for-10 with runners in scoring position yesterday. They'll have 7 runners on base in their second straight extra inning loss. Since July 30th, Bob Melvin, Bo Mel, the Giants are 19-123 with runners in scoring position. They're batting 154 with runners in scoring position. Their OPS is 469. That ranks 30th in Major League Baseball.
I'm not optimistic.
They're 154. Their batting average and runners in scoring position is second worst in the league. So why are you giving away outs with the bunt,
I'm okay with the bunt if it's runners on first and second and Conforto's up, and I know he's never sack bunted in his career. Maybe he should start. And, like, in that situation, that makes sense. But to me, this goes back to the Gabe Kapler. Are we going gut or are we going analytics? Because there's not congruity on the decisions. Tyler Fitzgerald is one of your hottest players, period. Him and Ramos should not be bunting in these situations. And look, I'm all for small ball. I'm all for trying to degenerate.
Not in that situation. I'm not.
Well, no,
I'm
not. I agree. In that 10th inning, in that situation, it's him. It's him.
But you know what? Overall, look, we're quibbling over bunts. The fact is,
I know they're
19-123. And this is at the deadline where every Giant person you talk to, even our boy Lasky, how the hell are they going to score runs after this deadline? How the hell are they going to score runs? Hey, Soler had an RBI yesterday. All of a sudden, he's playing left field. Go figure. Jorge Soler looks like a whole new... He did miss playing ball on Lamont Wade Jr. I get it. But damn, all of a sudden, he's a 5-tool player? All of a sudden, he can play the field too? Wait, he didn't play field one. Here's the deal.
He looks very happy.
This is a season of disappointments.
Yeah, I know.
And you know what? Camilo Duvall may be the top disappointment for a lot of Giants fans.
Yeah.
Up on my list...
What's that?
It's Kyle Harrison. I'm sorry.
Really?
Kyle Harrison... I don't follow prospects in Major League Baseball like that.
Elgin hit another home run yesterday.
Yeah, I know. And Ishikawa was talking about him like he's going to be a future clubhouse leader. That's fine. I hope. We got to hit on something, for crying out loud.
I have to hit on something. I'm like 0-for-1,000 on these prospects.
Elgin's like good. The Giants with runners in scoring position.
I'm excited about Elgin.
Seriously.
But you got me excited about Casey Schmidt. And then I'll never forget the crossover again. I'm not trying to go down your road, and I know Willard's coming back today, so he can hear this because he's up. But you and Willard, I asked you guys, would you trade Kyle Harrison straight up for Shohei Ohtani? For a month and a half to show you just to bring him. You're like, hell no, this guy, Harrison's the real deal.
Well, he was the number one left-handed prospect in baseball at the time.
At the time. The guy is topping out at 92 miles per hour with the fastball. He gave up another 2 home runs last night. He's given up 6 home runs this month. We're not even halfway through August, folks. We're not even halfway through August. It's the most home runs allowed in the majors. All right? He's tied for the lead. 6 home runs he's given up in August already. And we're lucky that he went 5 yesterday and only gave up the 3 runs. Because he was erratic again last night.
Well, I thought he didn't get a couple of sliders early and a couple curveball early that were coming into the zone. And you could tell it kind of frustrated him.
Well,
I'm not here to defend. I didn't think it was his worst outing. But simultaneously, your overall arching theme is he's not as good as advertised.
Well, last night was disappointing too. 6 hits, 2 walks. You allowed 8 base runners in 5 innings. And you're all over the place. Now, I had Lubman look this up, and I had my other statistician look this up. In non-Rocky games entering last night, I want folks to listen to this. We could salivate over Blake Snell's numbers last 7, 0.99 ERA, 0.62 whip. Wow, this guy's the best pitcher in the National League. Kyle Harrison, entering last night in games in which he doesn't pitch against the Colorado Rockies, because, boy, if he pitched against the Colorado Rockies, he'd have a Cy Young Award this year. I swear to God, he'd be all MLB team.
It's a good thing that we play them a few times.
Well, we don't play them anymore.
I know.
We used to play them
19 times.
Yeah, we don't play them until next June, buddy, or next May.
Bring that 2021 schedule back.
So, yeah, we don't play them for a long time. Kyle Harrison is 16 starts, entering last night in games not against the Colorado Rockies. 3-5, 82 innings pitched, 4.81 ERA, 1.41 whip. 6 quality starts. Now, that's fine, 6 quality starts, but he's allowed 14 home runs. A 4.81 ERA and a 1.41 whip. Please. I dare somebody to come in here, and I love the guy. He's from the Bay Area. He's a local guy. I'm sure his family's out here, and they're looking for him. There's a lot of pressure on him. But the young man hasn't pitched well. This has been, to me, I'm disappointed. Because I thought he was coming in, guns blazing. I've been more impressed with Hayden Birdsong. It's just 5-6 starts, and I haven't been in Kyle Harrison.
I agree with you on Birdsong. He's clearly a little more he can use four pitches, right? Although he hasn't had command of the fastball as often as he would need. Birdsong has control of four pitches. Harrison, to me, is a work in progress. Am I willing to say, like, oh, he's done? And no, he's nowhere near that. I actually have been encouraged this year because he's learning on the fly. Bonte, I thought he was a more polished product coming into the majors, and I was way wrong.
I thought he was throwing 98.
No.
This guy's throwing 92.
No, he's not Rodon. He's not a power lefty. He's not Blake Snell. Blake Snell has more.
I was told he was. He was a power lefty.
When you were going three innings in the minors, which is what is getting. Remember, we talked about this last year. It's game logs. Going three innings, I think you could throw a little more, a little harder in those short period amount of times. Now, I don't know what it is. The velo's been up and down all year, depending on how much rest he's had. The command on all the breaking stuff has been all over the place. The number one thing for me, and Birdsong had this happen in his last couple starts, when you fall behind in counts, you surrender big hits or you walk people. Yeah. And then you have a lot of guys on base. And I think that both guys, Birdsong and Harrison, are in uncharted territory right now in terms of, like, they've pitched deeper into the season now than they have at any point in their careers to this point.
And they're fading.
Absolutely. These are young arms.
And look,
but I'm not done with Harrison. But your overall arching theme
It's been a disappointment.
I don't have a rebuttal.
It's been a very disappointing season for his rookie year. Now, maybe he bounces back, but he's topping out at 92. I'm sorry.
Did you feel like this about Matt Cain?
No, I didn't. I thought Matt Cain, I saw the goods. I said, okay, this guy's got a power righty. Yeah. He's going to figure it out. He's going to figure it out. Now,
is he closer to Johnny Sanchez?
I don't know what the hell he is right now.
Because Johnny Sanchez could tantalize you with some good stuff, and then he'd frustrate the hell out of you.
I'm not comparing this guy to a World Series champion right now. I'm not going to do that. Right. I'm just looking at Kyle Harrison and what I've seen from him. So right now, a lot of folks, you know, Giants fans just say, oh, man, we're 3.5 back. It's okay, Bonte. You're 5 back in the loss column of the Atlanta Braves, and now you're fighting for a split. And let me warn you, Giants fans, it's about to get really real. I keep telling you guys, it's about to get real. You got the A's in the Bay Bridge series. You get a little pass with the White Sox.
That's going to be the A's World Series.
They're in City Field talking mad junk to the Mets.
I saw that.
Adams?
Yeah.
He's a talker.
Walking off the mound.
Oh, he did that against the Giants.
Who'd he tell
to sit down for the Giants? He says, chill ass down. I got this. That dude is, who's it, Austin Adams?
Yeah,
Adams. Austin Adams, with I like him.
The Mets released him earlier this year, too.
So I like him. He's feisty. I like him. What Giant did he tell to sit your ass down? I got this. He told somebody, he struck him out and was talking like, go sit down, homie. This guy's tough. So then you get the White Sox. So you better win. You better sweep the White Sox. You don't sweep the White Sox. Season's over. All right, you got to sweep them. I'm just telling you right now.
I love
you
that flippantly. Please save that sound. You don't sweep the White Sox. Season's over,
right? And then it gets real, folks. August 23rd, we talk about goodbye in July. Well, the dog days is biting the Giants in the ass, okay? Because now all of a sudden you go to Seattle August 23rd for a 3-game set. Then you go to Milwaukee for a 3-game set. Then you get the Marlins, and maybe you win 3-2 or 2-3 against the Marlins. I don't know what this team, they can't hit. Then you got the Diamondbacks for 6, you got the Padres for 6, you got the Brewers, you got the Orioles, you got the Royals, you got the Cardinals. This thing is done, folks. This thing is cooked.
I'm not ready to go that far. I want to get back to Harrison.
Stick a fork in
as a young player. Can we acknowledge this? As a young player, I think when you are a power over finesse guy, it's easy to come in and wow everyone. Like Paul Skenes is the best of both worlds because his slider is ridiculous, right? It's ridiculous, but he's so overpowering physically. But when you're I consider Harrison more finesse than power. He's significantly more finesse in the modern era.
That's what I'm disappointed in.
I was told
he was a power pitcher.
Everybody,
all you minor league experts, he's coming up in. He's blowing 95. He's a lefty. He's yada, yada. I have not been impressed.
No, Birdsong has more heat in the back pocket than he does. But Bonte, I think it's harder for finesse-y type of pitchers to find themselves early on. Like, this guy needs these innings.
No doubt.
He needs to get beaten up right now. I'm not willing to throw him. I don't think you're writing him off.
Yeah, I'm not writing him off.
I just think what you're saying is fair.
This year, I've been disappointed.
No, but I think a lot of people feel that way with you. Like, what you're saying is fair. I expected a little more.
Well, another disappointment. Mark Grandy made this Giants pregame show with his tweet. What the hell's going on with Patrick Bailey? Now, all you Giants fans want to get on me for saying Will Smith reminds me of Buster Posey. Giants fans are quick to compare Patrick Bailey to Buster Posey. We got to stop this stuff. We have to stop right now. All right? You have to check yourself, folks. I'm talking about a borderline Hall of Fame catcher in Buster Posey, a three-time World Series champ. Patrick Bailey is 2 for his last 42. He's batting 0-48 in the month of August.
He did rip a ball to center field. The guy made a hell of a play.
Great. It's not.
It's the best swing he's had in weeks.
I mean, he was 0-23 before getting a hit yesterday. All right? 0-23. In July, he batted 2-28.
Yeah, he's fading. But defensively, he's still pretty good. I know. I'm clinging here. I'm trying to defend the kid.
You think Blake Snell wants to come back to this team?
Oh, well.
You think Blake Snell wants to... You can offer him $60 million.
I was just going to say, is it 50 now, $60 million a year?
No, thank you. All good. All money ain't good, buddy. All right, love it. We'll break because you're looking at me. I'm telling you, you know we can liven this bad boy up? Go get Porsche. Go get Mercedes. Go get Diamond.
What is that song, Freak a Leak? I'll come back with that.
Freak a Leak.
Because I'm in a freaky mood, baby. Oscar DPA wants me to break down the overnight dances. I could do that for you.
Stop.
Trust me. Baldi's breakdown's got nothing on me when it comes to that department. All right, what's coming up on the game? Brought to you by Save Martin, Lucky California. A little more Giants talk. And then we'll switch over to the 49ers. Did the GOAT seal the deal? Did Jerry Rice come through for us? We'll explain on the other side.
Smoke a little, drink a little bit. I need a girl like a freak, man. The way I try, and ain't scared of them. Love to get a bind up, cause I ain't drunk enough to do that. Shamika, Keisha.
Hey, yo, it's Houston, man. You listening to 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast, with Fonte and Chastity. Oh, baby.
Maybe we all just need a little freak a leak in our life. Watching the Giants. You gotta smile a little bit. Mediocre team. I mean, 61-61, 5 back of the Braves. They can't hit. I mean, look at these numbers are. This is you got to laugh about it. You can't get mad about it. You just got to laugh about it. They went 0-10 last night. What is the scoring position? The second straight extra inning game in which they've left at least 7 runners on base. Scoring position. They're 19-123, batting 154 with runners in scoring position since July 30th. 4.69 OPS. That's 30th in baseball. Their batting average is 29, just ahead of the Tampa Bay Rays. I mean, we should have saw this coming. We got gassed up on a road trip in which they beat the Nationals. Who else did they beat on that road trip? Who else did they play? Was it Cincinnati? Cincinnati? I already forget. Who cares? This team, Chaska, it's time to stick a fork in them. There's no reason to get outraged over them. Because there is a silver lining for all you Giants fans out there. If they don't make the playoffs, and if they do fade, maybe we're throwing a parade because of the president of baseball operations, will be long gone in Farhan Zaidi.
I'm not advocating
for anybody to get fired. But come on, man. When you come out and say at the deadline, we possibly got the best rotation in baseball. Shout out to my guy, Harry Bearson. I haven't got a text from him in a couple days since he was drinking that Kool-Aid. The best rotation in baseball. Blake Snell's the best pitcher in the National League. I'll give him that. Roy Bray's giving us 5. Kyle Harrison's barely getting through 5. Who the hell knows what's going on with Birdsong? Maybe the league figured him out. But this lineup just can't hit. I don't know if Vlad Jr. was off the table, but I don't know if they exhausted all options to go get Vlad Jr. I like Lamont Wade Jr. at first base. Chaske, I do. But it's a platooner. We need some thump. Power. This team's got no power. We got limited speed. It's the same old song.
Speaking of Lamont Wade, he's 19 for his last, 100. No, I'm not joking.
Are you serious?
I'm laughing about it.
I'm not getting outraged over this baseball team no more. I'm not. Because I already know what's coming. It's looming large. And the fade? Oh, the fade is going to be hilarious. I mean, do I need to name these teams starting August 23rd? Everybody told me my percentage point, Chaske. They've got the easiest schedule of baseball. Well, I see Seattle. I see Milwaukee. I see Arizona. I see San Diego. I see Milwaukee again. I see San Diego. And then who that road trip? You got to play Baltimore in Baltimore, and you got to play Kansas City fighting for a playoff spot, and then Arizona, St. Louis again. Oh my gosh!
You know it.
Just laugh, just smile. There's no reason to be outraged.
Well, when the GM comes out and says that they think they have the best rotation in baseball, I don't think anybody like was like, "Oh, Blake Snell, he's garbage," right? He's had a rough year, and he's been pitching amazing since saying that. Robbie Ray is returning from Tommy John, has pitched better than I anticipated, because I didn't expect much coming back from Tommy John. And then Logan Webb had some bad starts, and now he's been really good the last three starts, right? Mm-hmm. My number one concern was the two youngsters. And not because I don't believe in them long term, because when you have two young players, not in their second or third year, in their first year, in their first time pitching in August, okay? The minor league season usually ends toward the end of August, okay? Yeah. These guys are pitching into August deeper and longer than they have at any point in their career, under the white hot light of the big league club, and obviously all of the sense of urgency of jobs at stake. And I just thought that was a lot to ask from the young players. Not that it's pro sports. I'm not here to throw some pity party for the young guys. You know, Bumgarner, let's go back to when Bumgarner came up. Bumgarner was 19 when he came up in 09, and then he had a cup of tea. He went back, and then when he was 20 years old, all right, on the 2010 team, think of where he was in that rotation.
Oh, yeah, he was what, fourth starter?
Lynn Sycamore was a multi-time Cy Young Award winner.
Matt Cain.
You had Matt Cain. You had Johnny Sand.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sanchez, and then Bumgarner essentially would be your fourth, because they deactivated
Barry Zito,
who was a high-priced former Cy Young Award winner. So, like, in terms of emphasis, you had one young, unproven guy in that rotation. Now, that was a champion, and you had a weird cast of characters there. Having two young players who have never gone this deep, I just think it's asking a lot. And now you're seeing, and I actually thought Harrison rebounded pretty well yesterday, but you've seen the last couple of starts for Birdsong and Harrison. It's an adventure.
I mean, Harrison,
it's kind of an adventure, especially early in games.
He's given up 6 home runs so far in the month of August. 6 home runs, and I got to think that they'll push back Birdsong. I've heard nothing about it, but they do have a day off Friday. I would skip Birdsong, start Saturday, let Blake Snell pitch that game against the A's, set up your big boys, and I would push back Harrison. I can't let Harrison pitch against the Oakland A's. Are you kidding me?
Did you see who came in late in that game last night?
Jordan Hicks.
I mean, could he make why are we covet? Like, so I guess my question is, like, he's 27. He's on a multi-year deal, pretty big one. Is there something that we don't know? Why couldn't he go back into the rotation?
Well, because he's never pitched this many innings before. Well, you paid him to be a starter. He eclipsed his career high in innings last month.
I mean,
his arm was leaking oil. His velocity was down. The guy was sweating bullets before first pitch, for crying out loud.
Well, what do you think the young guys are looking
like? I think he should be in the bullpen from here on out the rest of his contract.
You think so?
I just would use him in his eighth or ninth inning guy.
When he reached back and hit a hundo, that was really saying? Nice. Like, that, he does look better in the late innings. I trust him in late leverage situations than other guys on the roster.
He may even be my closer to future.
Well, that's an interesting thought.
He may be even, but if Camilo Duvall.
You know what? That's actually not a bad idea.
He threw 100 at Tad Ozuna with the bat on the shoulder, left him with the bat on the shoulders. He couldn't touch it. So just let him be your closer. By the way, the Giants. Look at the Diamondbacks, 11th hardest schedule the rest of the way. The Braves, the 17th hardest schedule. The Cardinals, the fourth hardest. Wow, fourth hardest. Padres, sixth easiest schedule. And then the Giants, 7th hardest schedule the rest of the way.
Do you guys know the 3 best records since the All-Star break?
Teams? Arizona Diamondbacks, San Diego Padres, and the other one would be the, it's in the American League, Houston Astros.
It's actually, you're right, the first two. Diamondbacks at 19-5, Padres at 18-4, and the Dodgers at 15-8. Are you,
and Mookie Betts came back and,
Are you kidding
me? All three are in the NL West.
That's what's happening.
That's via Aldin Gonzalez.
And again, this goes back to the Blake Snell conversation, which I understand what you were saying, Chasky. And trust me, I didn't want Blake Snell traded. But why the hell would he come back to this team?
But I guess if you know that...
You want to come back to this team, competing against those 3 teams? I mean, the joke's on us. The joke's on us for buying the Kool-Aid over and over. Until the regime has changed, I'm not buying no more Kool-Aid. This is who they are under Farhan Zaidi. How much more evidence do we need? Do we need more evidence? What, do you want to go through another season of this? How much more evidence do we need?
Well,
honestly, Blake Snell, here's $50 million to stay with us and finish in 4th place in National League West. Okay. No, he's not doing that.
But I guess, okay, so again, I'm not trying to like revisit old opinions, but my whole thought on is like, okay, you have an asset in Blake Snell. Either you retain said asset or you're losing it for nothing. Yeah. Hence why I felt there was so much pressure to deal him at the deadline. Right. So you get something back. And I know your whole thought of like low-level prospects, how many of these prospects, I guess that's a fair point. Like a lot of these prospects don't turn into anything. But you're literally going to lose him then.
Oh, I know.
For nothing. And that's the hallmark of the Farhan era. Player options, guys going one and done and leaving for nothing.
This is why if I was Farhan Zaidi, I would have went all in on buying. You want to talk about you have the best rotation of baseball? Then let me get a lineup around them.
That's an interesting.
I got the best rotation of baseball, but I'm going to keep this lineup here full of youngsters and score 3 runs a game against big boy teams. This is a joke. This shit have went out exhausted to go get you a couple bats. Now I'm watching Juan Soto hit 3 home runs with the Yankees, and Aaron Judge is high-fiving them, having fun. The Orioles are doing their thing. There's no reason to get outraged anymore, Giants fans. We are the definition of a 500 organization.
Well, you know what's sad when a guy you just drafted becomes the 3rd best player in your entire pipeline, and number 2 is a guy who's in your starting rotation for the major league team.
Oh,
how bad their farm is.
You know
right
what
now.
A lot of people are talking about? Why did we give up on Joey Bart?
Well, I mean, look at Kirk Cassali. Their backups stink. They just started Reitz Jackson or whatever the heck his name. Jackson Reitz, whatever the guy's name. Poor
Dude,
guy.
Joey Bart. Batting .267, 10 home runs, 32 RBIs, .837 OPS. Looks like he found something. Maybe we gave up on him too early. Kudos to Farhan Zaidi, the 2024 San Francisco Giants. All right, let's get some GOAT talking here. Now I'm feeling optimistic. I'm feeling optimistic all of a sudden about the 49ers, and I'll explain why the other side. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
What up? This is Turtle Pie Turtle from Frisco. If you're anything like me, you're getting hella roasted every day on the morning roast with Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, we're living a good life. That's right, Giants fans, Niner fans, Warrior fans. It's the good life in the Bay. Come on, hit me up. Turn that up, man. I'm feeling good today all day. Where are the ambition ladies at? Huh? Where's my diamonds? Where's my pearls?
Happy hump day, people. Happy hump day.
Where's Lexus at? All right.
Stop it.
Sponsored by Golden State Lumber. Serving the Bay Area. for three. Wait, for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. Shout out to GoToStateLumber.com for always sponsoring the show. They've been here for a long, long time. Mr. Bay Area Bonte, let's move on with Niner talk. Trust me, we're moving on from Giants talk. Because Shasky, unlike me, Shasky's like knee deep into it. I can see it all over his face. I mean, I got a blank stare for him. I'm trying to do everything I can make him laugh. He just ain't buying it. The guy is so caught up in Kyle Harrison throwing 92 miles per hour. And now he's just looking at Bryce Eldridge's highlights. That's what my man has resorted to.
I don't know. Maybe I'm too worried.
Matt Stivis asked this guy, what's the most exciting aspect of the Giants? And this guy named a single lane player. My guy is down bad, folks.
He was just named the 54th best prospect in MLB.
That's great. 888-957-9570.
Well, no, like, on the real. I
cheer up Shasky. No, how do we cheer up Shasky today?
Like,
that's my goal. Cheer you up.
Last night, it was just like,
it broke
it
you?
It was baseball 101. It's like Conforto has had bad at bat. Look, I know he had a week. He did. He had a week where he was swinging a hot bat. Last night he was having bad at bats. He just was. It was first and second. You got lucky. Like Ramos hit one to Riley that it should have been an out, okay? You had first and second with no outs. And you know how difficult it is for this team to get a single, just to get a hit, all right, with a runner in scoring position. I would have bunted that guy over. Now I would have had a runner on second and a runner on third.
Yeah.
And I would have had two opportunities to drive that guy in. All right. And from third base. They scored on a wild pitch anyway.
Well, you could be a Raider fan right now knowing that in 2023, Dave Ziegler, the former Raiders GM, had a deal in place to trade up for the second overall pick to draft C.J. Stroud. And head coach Josh McDaniels overruled Ziegler. They go on to sign Jimmy Garoppolo to a three-year, $17 million deal. So you could be a Raider fan. You could be a Raider fan, a little disgruntled. Yeah, they could have had C.J. Stroud. Don't stress over the Giants, man.
It's not stressing. It's just
because there's a silver lining, Shasky. If they bomb out, guess what? I think Farhan's gone.
Let's just say, hypothetically, you are seeing Tyler Fitzgerald's name on graphics with guys. I don't think he's Bonds. I'm not pretending. Yeah. But you're seeing his name up there with McCovey and Mays and Bonds. His last month, no one has been more red hot in how long? Like, honest to God, how long in a Giants uniform has someone been as hot as Tyler Fitzgerald?
Ramos, maybe?
That's I don't even it. Know if Ramos has hit the ball this. Like, I'm talking about bombs.
Yeah.
Absolute bombs.
No, you're right.
And you're bunting him
with
a ghost runner nobody out?
You're right. It's bad. So, you know what?
So that Lamont Wade could draw a walk? Because that's what Lamont Wade's known for. Lamont Wade has been in a deep freeze. Oh, but he hit a sack fly. I mean, the whole back goes different.
Can we all admit?
With a runner at third.
Can we all admit? I want to get our boy. Hey, Lubman, pay attention. Wake up back there. Hey, Lubman, wake up. Wake up, Lubman, wake up.
He hit a solo home run in that game.
I got a suggestion for you, Lubman.
Tyler Fitzgerald did.
Wake up, Lubman. What the hell's going on back
there? I'm not opposed to bunting. I'm not. But to me, it's the situation and the player and the eyeball and what form are they in. I mean,
I need you to do this for me, Lubman. The Padres, Giants play the Padres. When they play the Padres, they play them September.
I believe it's the first weekend of September. I think then the weekend right after that.
Yep. I need you to book our boy from San Diego. Who do we have on for San Diego? He was really good.
Craig Elston, right?
Craig Elston. He was really good.
Wanted Brandon Belt for the Padres?
He's really good. Well, I tell you what, Padre fans right now are laughing at us. They love A.J. Preller, the GM. Bomell, they just let Bomell walk to a division rival and say, we don't even care. So you know what? I'm looking at Bomell, and you want to talk about disappointing. Everybody was so high and mighty about Bob Melvin. Oh, my God, we're getting Bob Melvin. It's a reason why he's been on five different teams managing. Okay? He's okay.
He's fine. Like, whatever. He's not a difference maker, if that's what you're asking.
Honestly, would you lose sleep if they said, Bomell, you got to go?
The most exciting part of Bomell's staff is, wow, I get to see Matt Williams at third base. Right? The visual of Matt Williams.
The visual. That's what we got here. So, you know what? Bomell, I don't think he's managed his club well. I don't think he managed San Diego well last year, which I had questions saying, well, what really happened to San Diego? Everybody's so quick to blame the GM. AJ Preller doesn't know what he's doing. AJ Preller this, AJ Preller that. Oh, it looks like San Diego's going to be in the postseason again.
I think it was more AJ Preller creates a toxic work environment in San Diego.
Well,
that's what the reports were.
Well, was and it him?
Conversations I've had with
they're
people.
They're also the hottest team in baseball. Well, so
that clubhouse.
It's not that toxic.
Yeah, they're hot under Jace Tingler, and they're hot under Bob Melvin. They're hot under Mike Schilt. Now we'll see what happens next year. That's what the Padres do. They had the honeymoon year. We'll see what it looks like next year.
Who are we to talk about the Padres and what's going on with them?
Can I ask you this, Lubman? Who's been a more successful business model? I know you're going to say, you got to win games. Like, the Giants haven't won any games.
Padres been to an NLCS, a playoff. They beat the Dodgers in the playoffs. Okay. They battled with Philly. They're going back to the playoffs.
Even if I said disregard the on-field results, just business product, who connects more with their community currently?
The Padres.
I don't think it's close.
No, the Padres are doing well right now. I'm not saying that their Padres are bad or anything like that.
And I'm not saying they're the template.
Yep. Ernie Chavez spent $2 on YouTube. He said Spadoni wasn't high on Ball Mel. I was with Spadoni. Forget, we were in the flagship of the Oakland A's at one point. And we watched a lot of Ball Mel. And I watched him start Liam Hendricks in a wild card game at Yankee Stadium. When they traded for Mike Fiers and he was on fire. And they go to Liam Hendricks and he gets up a 3-spot in the first inning. And the rest is history. Then they start Sean Manaea in one wild card game against Tampa Bay, and the leadoff guy hits a home run. Who's the leadoff guy? Hit a home run right away, boom. And we all thought, oh, this game's over. When they batted to the wild card game at the College Field, we thought the game was over against Tampa Bay. And it was. They got smoked. So, Bo Mel, the Padres let him walk to a division rival. Everybody in the world knew he was going to be a Giants manager. And everybody hopped up. Oh, man, we got our next Bochy. Hold your horses.
Well, Bochy's now.
Hold your horses.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody and was Bochy so high. Like, we got Bo Mel. He's a difference maker. Well, boy, Gabe Kapler's laughing. He's flipping burgers in his little trailer, laughing at us. Posted foodie videos and coffee videos. Okay, what's the difference? Honestly, what's the difference?
The worst team in baseball.
What's the difference between having Gabe Kapler?
The White Sox.
Well, they traded everything. But what's the difference between having Gabe Kapler in his dugout as opposed to Bob Melvin? Well, what's the difference?
It's to make the, you know, the ownership care about the 80s. I don't know. His single year with the Giants. I don't know. You tell me. I don't know.
this is a joke,
I told
man.
You, like, I'm not trying to hate on Bo Mel.
Yeah, I'm not either.
But like, quite frankly, his reliance on Randy Rodriguez in situations that I wouldn't go to him is a head scratcher. It took him weeks, months to figure out what the lefty Taylor Rogers' role was. And ever since then, now he's been really good. Clearly, him and Doval aren't on the same page. And I know there's going to be a lot of people destroying Doval, and I get it. But also from Doval, like this, let's get to the Doval thing.
Tatis Jr. has been on the IL for so long, and they're still winning games. Maybe he's a problem.
Doval, we'll get to that real quick. Like, I've heard, and I've said this on here, on air, for months now, that, like, Doval hasn't been deemed a great teammate, and there's been work ethic stuff and all that. That being said, when you're the closer and you're getting paid to close games and you go to arbitration, and the first thing that they're, because Josh Hader had the same problem, the way Milwaukee was using him. And I know Josh Hader, people have their own feelings on him. But when you're judged by saves and you spend a lot of your outings coming in a game like last night, the ninth inning of a tie game, and you're at home, and you as the closer go out there in that situation, and you burn a bullet because you can't get used every day. You're only going to be used 60 to 70 times a year, right? And if I waste one of those in a tie game and it's not a save opportunity game, it doesn't necessarily help my case to make money. Right? Now, you could say, Joe, that's being selfish. Yeah, absolutely it's being selfish. But you also have to understand, you know, the individual and what he's getting, you know, crushed on in arbitration. And they're going to say, well, I mean, you don't have a lot of save opportunities. And he could say, well, that's also the team. And so like, I get Camillo's frustration with how he was being used. That being said, it does not exonerate who he's been as a teammate and the work that he's put in and how a lot of people are frustrated with him in general. But I also don't think Bo Mel has used him. I hate using my closer
in
a tie game in the ninth inning.
Everybody does.
I hate it at home. I hate it.
Listen, Stephen Vogt in Cleveland, we were talking about managers, and I was like, why don't you kick the tires on Stephen Vogt? I'm even seeing Ron Washington up there. It's just, you hired a retread manager. That's not going to excite the fan base.
Yeah.
Will Venable, something new. Give a jolt to this fan base.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.